Chapter 12 Bearing Fault Analysis. Rolling element bearings are among the most critical components in rotating machinery. They are designed to carry radial and/or axial loads with minimal friction, but their failure is one of the leading causes of unplanned downtime. Early detection of bearing faults is essential for preventing catastrophic failures and extending machine life. 12.1 Why bearings fail. Common causes include poor lubrication or contamination, overloading or incorrect installation, misalignment between shafts, electrical discharge damage in motor bearings, fatigue from long-term operation. 12.2 Bearing components. A typical rolling element bearing consists of inner race fits on the shaft, outer race fits into the housing, rolling elements balls or rollers between the races, cage keeps rolling elements evenly spaced, seals/shields protect against contamination. 12.3 Characteristic bearing fault frequencies. Bearing faults generate distinct vibration frequencies based on bearing geometry and rotational speed. The main fault frequencies are BPFO ball pass frequency outer race, BPFO equals N divided by 2 times F times 1 D divided by D times cos. BPFO equals N over 2 multiplied by shaft rotational frequency multiplied by 1 minus D over D times cosine beta. BPFI ball pass frequency inner race. BPFI equals N divided by 2 times F times 1 plus D divided by D times cos. BPFI equals N over 2 multiplied by shaft rotational frequency multiplied by 1 plus D over D times cosine beta. BSF ball spin frequency. BSF equals D divided by 2D times F times 1 D divided by D times cos superscript 2. BSF equals D over 2D multiplied by shaft rotational frequency multiplied by 1 minus open bracket D over D times cosine beta close bracket squared. FTF fundamental train frequency cage frequency. FTF equals 1 half times F times 1 D divided by D times cos. FTF equals 1 half multiplied by shaft rotational frequency multiplied by 1 minus D over D times cosine beta, where N equals number of rolling elements, FR equals shaft rotation frequency hertz, D equals rolling element diameter, D equals pitch diameter, beta/beta equals contact angle. 12.4 Detecting bearing defects. 12.4.1 Early stage. High frequency noise often above the normal spectral range. Minimal changes in RMS vibration. 12.4.2 Progressive stage. Distinct peaks at BPFO, BPFI, BSF, or FTF frequencies. Sidebands around fault frequency due to modulation. 12.4.3 Advanced stage. Broadband noise. Increased overall vibration. Audible grinding or rumbling. 12.5 High frequency envelope detection, new for enhanced edition. Envelope analysis is a powerful method for detecting early bearing defects. Use a high frequency bandpass filter to isolate impact energy. Demodulate the signal to extract the repetitive impact pattern. Perform FFT to reveal fault frequencies even before they appear in the standard spectrum. Benefits. Detects defects earlier than conventional methods. Ideal for slow-speed machines where fault peaks are small. 12.6 Lubrication condition integration, new for enhanced edition. Combining vibration data with oil analysis or acoustic emission readings provides a fuller picture. Poor lubrication, high frequency noise and temperature rise. Contamination, random impacts in waveform. Overgreasing, increased temperature and cage instability. Modern monitoring systems can link grease condition sensors with vibration alarms, recommending lubrication before a fault develops. 12.7 AI-based bearing fault recognition, new for enhanced edition. AI-driven diagnostics can Recognize fault frequency patterns automatically. Differentiate between true bearing faults and unrelated vibration sources. Predict remaining useful life, RUL, based on historical trends. Example: an AI system detects a gradual rise in BPFO amplitude combined with high kurtosis values and predicts outer race failure in 350 operating hours. 12.8 Practical example: outer race defect in a pump motor. Observation: FFT shows a strong BPFO peak with sidebands spaced at running speed. Envelope spectrum confirms the same pattern at higher signal clarity. Interpretation: localized defect on the outer race. Action: plan bearing replacement during the next scheduled shutdown, check lubrication schedule, and inspect for contamination sources. 12.9 Best practices for bearing monitoring. Use both standard and high frequency measurements for early detection. Always verify sensor placement. Faulty mounting can mimic bearing defects. Record load and speed during readings to ensure consistent comparison. Combine vibration analysis with other predictive maintenance techniques for best results. 12.10 Key takeaways. Bearing faults can be detected through their unique vibration signatures, BPFO, BPFI, BSF, FTF. High-frequency envelope detection identifies problems earlier than standard analysis. Lubrication condition monitoring helps prevent bearing failures before they start. AI-driven systems can classify defects and predict remaining life with high accuracy. Load-dependent fault pattern recognition, and AI-based gear health scoring, so this enhanced addition works equally well for traditional vibration analysts and Industry 4.0 teams.